Finally, this hour, a musician whose voice is one of the most memorable instruments in jazz. John Hendricks turns 90 today, and he's still performing. Lara Pellegrinelli has this profile of the man who put words to jazz solos.
One of John Hendricks' favorite anecdotes involves a party where the wives of composer Jerome Kern and lyricist Oscar Hammerstein II had a little dispute over who wrote Old Man River.
Your husband wrote da-da-da-da. My husband wrote Old Man River. And that's a good illustration of how the lyric brings the song out like a flower blossoms, you know. It's the lyric that makes the song.
John Hendricks writes his own songs, words, and music, and is also a critically acclaimed jazz singer. But he's best known for fashioning lyrics to the big band arrangements of Count Basie, Duke Ellington, and Woody Herman. Not just the melodies, but all of the parts, down to the most technically demanding solos.
You might as well admit it, we're the best that ever did it, but in case you ain't too sure of knowing, we're gonna let you listen to us one by one, for brothers who are blowing our horn.
Howdy do, I'm talking about you. It's very nice to know that you've really taken time to listen to me blow. Cause as sure as you're born, I'm blowing my horn. And baby, baby, I'm blowing, rooting it up. And I hope you like the sounds I'm making more than any other. Now I must go, cause it's time for you to listen to my other brother.
You find a word that exactly describes that sound, and then you've got it. Words are very flexible things.
His lyrical dexterity found the perfect outlet in Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, the pioneering vocal trio he co-founded with singers Dave Lambert and Annie Ross in the late 1950s. A new generation was getting hip to swing music, and the group inspired legions of young fans.
Get up and go now. Let up and go.
I have this image in my head of me in the house that I grew up in, hearing this incredible music on the television, going over to it, and there's John Hendricks and Dave Lambert and Annie Ross.
Al Jarreau was a teenager when he first heard the trio on the Steve Allen Show.
It knocked me out of my socks, and I'm still in flight.
I'm gonna sing.
I'm gonna sing.
I'm gonna shout.
I'm gonna shout.
I'm gonna tell.
I'm gonna tell.
The son of a minister and one of 14 children, John Hendricks was born in Newark, Ohio in 1921. He performed as a child with piano virtuoso Art Tatum. Hendricks served in World War II and afterwards studied law on the GI Bill. But it was a chance to sit in with legend Charlie Parker, nicknamed Bird, that pointed to his real future.
It seemed like I must have scattered about 34 courses. I kept thinking I should quit, but... Well, just one more. I can do better than that. So we had this bandstand confab. Bird, what you doing, man? I said, I'm studying law. He says, you ain't a lawyer.
Hendricks moved to New York, ghost wrote lyrics for a Tin Pan Alley publisher, and met Dave Lambert. The two convinced a producer to make a record of Count Basie's charts arranged for a full vocal ensemble. But they had a problem. The singers couldn't swing. So Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross went into the studio after hours.
And so Dave says, okay, we'll come in at 8, Annie, John, and I, and we'll do a process called multitracking.
The 12 voices heard on Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross's debut, Sing a Song of Basie, belong to the trio's three singers.
I tell you all, I want to have a ball, I'm ready to go.
Let's blow, ready or no.
Oh, boy,
me,
I feel like I want to raise the roof.
Despite its success, Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross lasted only a few years. Dave Lambert was killed in a roadside accident. Hendricks kept performing. Al Jarreau finally got the chance to record with his idol when Hendricks came up with an arrangement of the Miles Davis, John Coltrane classic, Freddie Freeloader.
In that solo of Trains, which is something like, it's that complex and precise in the notes that have to be sung, and then to have the idea that you can write a lyric for that and say, speaking of Freddie, who is Freddie to me? And all these stories about the kind of drink that he sells and kind of bar he tends, that's insane.
Speaking of Freddie, who the hell is he? What is Freddie to me? And what is this I hear about the kind of a bar he tends?
So he tends a groovy bar, so they all forget it. To me, it couldn't mean anything, and I was calling myself a fool. Let it.
These days, John Hendricks is a little more low-key in his performances.
John! John!
It takes him a few minutes to make his way to the stage during a summer show with Annie Ross at New York's Blue Note, the first to celebrate his 90th birthday.
John can't see. I'm the same.
Nonetheless, Hendricks is never at a loss for words.
I'm older than my mother.
For NPR News, I'm Lara Pellegrinelli in New York.
The wonderful things that you get out of life, they're a
Our program is directed by Adam Ragusea, edited by Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Graham Smith, Franklin Cater, Janae West, Gabe O'Connor, Carol Klinger, Viet Le, Jennifer Longmire Wright, and Rhonda Ray.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Make it fun. Don't you know the score?
No.
Well, people when they're younger, the lights aren't really nice.